From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China has announced that it will limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea to comply with the United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a statement on its website, exports of refined petroleum to Pyongyang will be limited to 2 million barrels a year, effective October 1st. It said sales of liquefied natural gas will be banned immediately. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump dubbed North Korea's leader a madman Friday, a day after the communist country hinted it may explode a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific Ocean.
Little rocket, man. We're going to do it because we really have no choice. We really have no choice. Now he's talking about a massive weapon exploding over the ocean, Pacific Ocean, which causes tremendous, tremendous calamity.
Mr. Trump was speaking during a campaign rally in the southern state of Alabama. State media says Iran has successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile that was on display in a military parade Friday. State television aired footage of the test in an in-flight video from the nose cone on Saturday. It was not clear when and where the test launch of the missile was conducted. It has a range of 2,000 kilometers and has the capacity to carry several warheads. President Hassan Rouhani said Friday that the military parade that Iran would strengthen its missile program without seeking any country's permission. Washington said it is not likely pleased with any new missile test. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Puerto Rico leaders are scrambling to evacuate tens of thousands of people from a river valley below a dam in the island's northwest, on the verge of collapsing under the weight of flooding after Hurricane Maria. Operators at the nearly 90-year dam in northwestern Puerto Rico reported the dam began to fail Friday afternoon and said it was causing flash floods downstream. Brigadier General Diana Hunland, commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers South Atlantic Division, told reporters in Washington,
"I'd like to express our thoughts and prayers for those affected by these storms. We recognize that there are people who have lost a home, their belongings, potentially their livelihood, and it's for that reason the people of our organization, the organization I represent, feel so passionate about doing everything possible to help."
In addition to Puerto Rico, the storm also lashed other Caribbean islands. 14 people were reported dead on the island nation of Dominica, which has a population of about 71,000. 3 deaths were reported in Haiti, 2 deaths in the French territory of Guadeloupe, and 1 in the Dominican Republic. The National Hurricane Center said no important changes in intensity are expected Saturday. Mexican rescue workers, supported by teams from around the world, including Israel, Japan, and the United States, have rescued at least 60 people in Mexico City and surrounding towns. This as authorities have raised the death toll to nearly 300. The president has insisted rescue operations would continue, and he praised Mexicans' rapid response to the disaster while stressing the priorities remain saving lives and getting medical attention to those in need. Mexico has set up 50 shelters to house quake survivors, but some people are choosing to sleep in the streets. Quake hit less than 2 weeks after another trembler killed more than 90 people in the country's south. The U.S. Geological Survey said the two quakes appeared to be unrelated. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Friday dismissed the notion of renegotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran are beyond the scope of the deal. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement unless it is broadened to punish Iran for pursuing a ballistic missile program and supporting militant groups. On Thursday, U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster refused to disclose whether Mr. Trump had decided to withdraw the United States from the international pact, but said the decision will be part of a broad U.S. strategy toward Iran. Mr. Trump told reporters Wednesday at the U.N. Security, or I should say General Assembly, he had made a decision but declined to say what it was. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.